So let's review. The previous Mishnah mentioned that one who cohabited with a Nair Besula who was also to him one of the Chiyav Krisis, a relative punishable through Krux, through Karis, is also liable for Knas, a penalty of 50 silver coins. And the Mishnah listed the women who are considered Chiyav Krisis. Habal Ochesai, Bal Oches Aviv, Bal Oches Imai, Bal Oches Ishtai, Bal Eshes Achiv, Bal Eshes Achi Aviv, Bal Anida. The Gemara cites the first Mishnah of the second parak of Masechtas Malkus, which states, Elohein Haloikin. These are the cases in which one is punished through Malkus. And the Mishnah lists all the above mentioned women who are Chiyav Krisis, because all Chiyav Krisis who received Hasra, a warning, are also Chayav Malkus. Presumably, since the Mishnah there does not mention any exceptions, it speaks of all cases, including the case of our Mishnah, that of a Nair Besula. If so, it would seem that he is punished with both Malkus and Knas. However, the Gemara asks, there's a halacha that one does not receive two punishments, both Malkus and Mammon. The Gemara offers two explanations to reconcile the two Mishnais. Ula says, our Mishnah refers to his sister who is a Nara and is eligible for Knas. Therefore, Mammon Mishalom, Milka Lelaki. He pays the mammon and is exempt from the malchus. However, the Mishnah Malkus refers to his sister who is a begeris, who is not eligible for knas. The Gemara adds that she is also not eligible for other forms of mamayna compensation for several possible reasons. She is also a shaita, insane, who does not receive baishas and begam, and she is a mafuta, seduced, who does not receive tsar. Once we introduce the concept of mefuta, the Gemara says that the Mishnah in Malkus can actually be speaking even of a Nara, if she is also a Yisayma, an orphan, who potentially receives all of the above-mentioned payments herself, since there is no father, and she is a mefuta, seduced, in which case she was Michael, forfeited all her claims. Therefore, since he has no obligations of Mamayna, Milkalaki, he gets Malkus. Rabbi Yechonon reconciles the two Mishnais differently and says, Afilatema Achayse Nara. Both Mishnais may be referring to Achayse Nara. However, Kancha Hisruboy, Kancha Lo Hisruboy. The Mishnah Masechtas Malkus refers to a case in which he was warned, and there is a Chi of Malkus. Therefore, Milka Loki Mimoyna Loy Mishalm. He gets Malkus and is exempt from paying the Mammon. However, our Mishnah refers to a case in which he was not warned, and there is no Chi of Malkus. Therefore, since he has no obligation of Malkus, Memoyin the Mishalom, he must pay the Mammon, in this case, the Knas. The Gemara elaborates and explains that there is a fundamental machloikis between Ula and Rabbi Yechonon. Ksavar Ula kolecha deka Mammon the Malkus, Memoyin the Mishalom, milkaloi loki. Ula holds that in the case where one is potentially liable for both Mammon and Malkus, he pays the Mammon and is exempt from the Malkus. And Ksavar Rabbi Yechonon kolecha deka Mammon the Malkus, v'asru bei, milkaloki, Memoyin loi Mishalom. Rabbi Yechonon holds that in a case where one is potentially liable for both Mammon and Malkus, he gets Malkus and is exempt from paying the Mammon. The Gemara explains, they both agree that from the Pasuk V'hiko Lefon of Kedei Rishasai, we derive, Mishim Risha Achasat Mechaiva V'at Mechaiva Mishim Rishdei Rishais. Therefore, Ein Eloiko Meshalom. One does not receive two punishments, both Malkus and Mammon. However, the question is, which one of the two? Also, Ula and Rabbi Yechonon both agree that Beferish Ripsitera Chevel Bechaveri Litashlum. Someone who wounded his friend is liable for both Malkus and Mammon. However, the Torah specifies that he is punished with Mammon, and he does not get Malkus, because Ein Eloiko Meshalom. However, we cannot derive other cases of Malkus and Mammon from Chevel Bechaveri through a Mammatzino, because there are many Pirchas reasons to differentiate. However, Ula holds that in all cases of Malkus and Mammon, Memoyin Mishal Milkalei Laki, based on the Gzeirah Shava. The pasuk regarding Oynes states, V'nasna ha'ish ha'shoichev imoh la'vi ha'nara, chamishim kesef, tachas asher ina. The man who cohabited with her pays her father 50 silver coins to compensate for her suffering. And the pasuk regarding Chevel B'chaver states, Ayin tachas ayin. He pays the worth of the eye to compensate the damaged eye. Based on the Gzeirah Shava of the words tachas, tachas, Ula derives, Mahasa Mamayin Mishalom Milkalaki, just as Chev B'chaver is only punished with Mammon, but not with Malkus, Afkalhechadika Mammon and Malkus, Mamayin Mishalom Milkalaki. So too, wherever one is liable for both Malkus and Mammon, he is only punished with Mammon, but not with Malkus. However, Bi'echin holds that in all cases of Malkus and Mammon, Milka Laki, Memoinu Loi Mishalem. Because from the Pasuk V'Yiko Lafon of Kedei Rishasai, we derive Eino Loiku Mishalem. V'Samach Le Arbo Miakenu, the subsequent Pasuk states that he receives Malkus. The Gemara in the next daf teaches that Rabbi Yochanan derives another halacha from the Gzeirah Shavah.